Where are all of my fellow exhausted entrepreneurs? Tired of trying to keep up with all the things you should be doing? Tired of jumping from one idea to the next, one strategy to the next, and always feeling like you're behind? To wake up ready to work, but by the end of the day, you're left wondering where the time went and why you're still stuck in the same place. You're exhausted from hustling, but never truly growing. If that hits a little too close to home, then this episode is for you, my friend, because today we're blowing the lid off of shiny object syndrome, the silent productivity killer that keeps you chasing everything and accomplishing nothing. If you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in print on demand, digital products, or any other creative business, I guarantee you've felt this at some point. It's that constant pull towards the next big idea, the next exciting product, or the next must-try strategy before you've even given the first one a real chance. In every single business that I've ever started, I have felt that pull many times. So I promise you are not alone. And I'm willing to bet it's one of the reasons you are feeling stuck, overwhelmed, and on some days, ready to burn it all down. So let's get into it. Welcome to Thrive Anyway, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs with big dreams who know that success isn't a straight line. It's a beautifully messy journey. In case we haven't met yet, my name is Manny Dobuzinski, a busy Midwest boy mom and recovering perfectionist who turned my creativity into multiple six-figure handmade and print-on-demand businesses, generating over $1 million in revenue along the way. From the big wins to the messy middles and all the lessons and laughs in between, we're here to show up, take action, and prove that no matter what life throws at you, you can thrive anyway. Let's get into it. Now, I know shiny object syndrome sounds like a weird made-up buzzword, but it's a very real psychological phenomenon, and it's holding more entrepreneurs back than most people might even realize. It's that constant urge to jump to the next new thing. It's when you can't resist the excitement of a new idea, a new product, or a new strategy. It feels productive because you're always brainstorming, always creating, always moving. But the truth is, you're stuck in a cycle of starting but never finishing. You're convinced that the next shiny object will be the breakthrough, the magic bullet, the secret to success. But the reality is, you're just chasing dopamine hits, my friend. You're getting high on the thrill of possibility without ever sticking with anything long enough to see it through. And it might not even be entirely your fault. Studies have consistently shown that we are in an age where excessive internet consumption is contributing to our inability to focus. It's not just about social media addiction. It's about how our brains are literally rewiring in response to the constant influx of information. According to the Center for Humane Technology, regular social media use negatively impacts attention span because of the rapid-fire content and constant interruptions. We're training our brains to crave quick sound bites, instant gratification, and endless scrolling, making it harder to sustain attention on any one thing. And the phenomenon called popcorn brain describes how our brains get so accustomed to switching tasks that it becomes harder to focus on longer, more meaningful work. It's like we're stuck in this loop of instant dopamine hits from new ideas, but nothing sticks. Myself and other members in my community affectionately call this squirrel brain. But all joking aside, it's very much a real thing. And research from Harvard and Oxford even suggests that extensive internet use actually degrades brain function, reducing gray matter, shortening attention spans, and impairing memory. Basically, our brains are getting trained to be distracted. And this is why shiny objects feel so good in the moment, but leave us feeling scattered and frustrated in the long run. We're literally training our brains to seek novelty instead of consistency. This is a very real thing that affects so many entrepreneurs. especially in the world of print on demand, where the possibilities are literally endless, which unfortunately means that it's also the perfect breeding ground between mugs, shirts, hoodies, tote bags, pillows, phone cases, journals. The list goes on. And every time your print-on-demand provider releases a new product, it feels like a shiny new opportunity. It's like waving a little carrot right in front of your face, and it's almost impossible to resist. When compared to other types of business, print-on-demand and even digital products are a lower barrier to entry. It's functionally easy to add designs to new products. There's very little upfront cost, no inventory risk, and no shipping hassle that you personally have to deal with. This is what makes this model so dang appealing to people, myself included, but can make it very tempting to try everything because there's no immediate downside, or so it seems. And ultimately, selling on marketplaces like Etsy can make this a very trend-driven industry. But that means new niches and product ideas are constantly popping up, which means it feels like if you don't jump on the trend right now, you'll miss your chance. And while that can be true to some extent, here's the problem. Jumping too soon to the next shiny product or strategy means you never fully let the first one take root. You never give it a chance to grow. And it's honestly not just about products or trends either. It's also about the sheer volume of opinions and strategies for success. We live in an age where information is more accessible than ever. There are endless free resources, YouTube tutorials, Instagram tips, blog posts, TikTok hacks, and Facebook groups full of advice. There's always someone claiming to have the secret strategy or the one thing that will guarantee success. And because it's all free and readily available, it's incredibly easy to bounce from one approach to the next without fully sticking with any particular direction. One week you're focused on SEO because someone said it's the key to success. But then another expert swears by Pinterest marketing, so you pivot. Then someone else claims TikTok is the only way to grow fast, so you switch gears again. And just as you're getting started, another little strategy catches your eye. You're constantly changing directions, trying to follow every piece of advice you come across. And the result? You're left feeling like nothing is working. You start questioning yourself. Am I doing something wrong? Is my product not good enough? Why isn't this working for me when it's clearly working for everyone else? Or because so-and-so said it would. But the truth is, it's not that the strategies don't work. It's that they don't work all at once. Every strategy requires time, focus, learning, and consistency to see results. But when you're constantly switching gears, you never give any one strategy the time it needs to actually work. This constant pivoting creates noise and confusion. It makes you feel like you're always behind or constantly in fear that you're doing something wrong. And it's not that you're failing, it's that you're spreading yourself too thin to see any real progress. You're going a mile wide, but an inch deep. And here's the kicker. Every one of those strategies could work. They all have potential, but you have to commit to one, stick with it long enough to see results, and then evaluate before moving on to the next. If you're constantly jumping to the next shiny strategy or product, you're sabotaging your own success because you're never letting anything take root. And that's why so many entrepreneurs feel stuck and frustrated without really understanding why. It's not a lack of effort, it's a lack of focus. And let's be clear, I'm not just here to say y'all are all doing it wrong, like get it together. I get it because I've been there and I still find myself there in different ways and have to really pay attention to my behaviors and thought processes and where my focus and attention is. And I'm gonna let you in on a little secret about my very first print-on-demand shop. Back in 2022, when I first learned about this type of business model, I was obsessed. There's no other word in the English dictionary to describe it. I was drawing my own designs and patterns on my iPad at the time, and when I first discovered this whole concept of being able to put my designs on pretty much anything I could think of, without ever having to ship it myself or worry about inventory, which I was so used to having a handmade business at the time, I was blown away at the possibilities and opportunity that this could open up. It felt like I had discovered a magical portal to infinite creativity. I mean, seriously, how cool is it to see your doodles and designs on a blanket or a notebook? I was hooked. I watched all the TikToks that told me to put my designs on this product and that one, list it on Etsy, use these keywords, do all the things. And I didn't just dabble a little here and there. Oh no, I went on a listing spree. I plastered my designs on blankets, notebooks, passport covers, car floor mats, seat covers. Yes, those are a thing. Car floor mats and seat covers. You name it, I listed it. I was convinced that if I just kept creating more and more random products with more and more designs, I'd eventually hit the jackpot. All of the videos said to try these different products, so why not? I ping-ponged from one idea to the next, never sticking with any product long enough to see if it could actually gain traction. It was like an Etsy carnival of chaos, and I was the ringleader, jumping from one shiny product to the next without a second thought. And do you want to know how much I made on that shop? Not a ding-dang thing, other than a few sales here and there. I'm pretty sure my mom was my highest paying customer. Thanks, Mom. Here's the thing. I was definitely busy. I was creating like a machine, adding new products almost daily. I was convinced that I was hustling my way to success, and if I just kept at it, something would eventually take off. But in reality, I was just chasing so many shiny objects. I was constantly distracted by the possibilities I might be missing if I didn't try this product or that one or this trend or this niche or that one. The problem in all of this, though, I wasn't paying attention to what the data was actually telling me. The clues were all there. I had listings that were, in some cases, getting more views and favorites than others. I had designs that were getting more interest and some sales, but I was too busy to notice. I was too focused on creating more instead of optimizing what was already working. And I was so caught up in the cycle of new, shiny, new, that I never gave anything that chance to actually take hold. That led to frustration and several moments where I was like, I think somebody lied about this whole business concept. I was busy, but I wasn't productive. I was hustling, but I wasn't growing. I was stuck. And that's the tricky, hard truth about shiny object syndrome. It feels like productivity, but it's really just a fast track to burnout and frustration. It keeps you in that busy work cycle. It prevents you from learning, because when you're constantly switching gears, you never give yourself the chance to analyze what's working or why. It drains your focus and energy. You're constantly starting over, which is exhausting and, as we've already said, really frustrating. It holds you back from mastery. You can't master a niche, a product, a skill, or a strategy if you never stick with it long enough. So how then do you break free from this cycle, or at the very least, catch when it's happening and find your focus? I want to break this down into four strategies that have consistently worked well to help keep me on track. Number one, clarify your focus and choose one thing and commit. Here's the truth. Success doesn't come from doing all the things. It comes from doing the right things consistently. And that starts with clarity. You have to decide what you're focusing on and you have to commit to it. For me, that meant choosing one product and one niche for my print on demand shop when I restarted. I had to resist the temptation to plaster my designs on everything from all of those floor mats and passport covers and get laser focused on one category. In my case, I committed to one single well-researched product, which for me was sweatshirts, and focused on one well-researched niche at a time, which at the time was different types of nurses. I committed to fully building them out with several intentional listings before moving on to the next thing and gave myself permission to ignore everything else, even when it felt like I was missing out. But this isn't just about print on demand. This applies to any type of entrepreneurship. If you're a digital product seller, pick one type of product, ebooks, courses, or printables, and build that out with your specific ideal customer in mind before jumping to the next. If you're a service provider, pick one offer and commit to marketing it consistently before expanding your services. If you're building online content, choose one platform like Instagram or a YouTube or a podcast and master it before diversifying. The key is to choose one thing and give it your full attention, not just for a week, not just for a month, but long enough to see results and data to help you make more informed decisions. This does not mean that you can't or shouldn't add more products or niches or platforms down the road. I absolutely did, and my main print-on-demand shop is much more of a general shop with a variety of products and niches. But I did it in a focused and strategic way. Number two, consistency over perfection. Plant roots and water them. The reason shiny object syndrome is so dangerous is because it keeps you planting all the seeds without ever watering them. You're constantly starting over, which means you're always in the newbie phase and never the mastery phase. Once you've chosen your focus, the next step is to stick with it long enough to see results. This means showing up consistently, even when it feels slow, even when it feels hard, and even when it feels like nothing is happening yet. For me, I ended up starting a brand new print-on-demand shop after that first one epically failed. Now, normally, I only recommend starting a brand new shop in very limited circumstances versus reusing what you have. But in this case, I had many hundreds of listings with a totally different vibe and aesthetic from a focused direction that I wanted to go in. And to be honest, I didn't know at the time if the new direction and focus was even going to work. But I was determined to figure this out and keep trying till it did. This, of course, then meant, though, starting over and committing to consistently creating designs for one product category. I had to show up every week, add new listings, and optimize my listings, even when I didn't see immediate sales. I had to trust the process and give it time to grow. Again, this applies to other types of businesses. Digital product sellers, consistently create and promote your chosen product type. Don't give up because the first launch wasn't a six-figure success. Content creators, post consistently on one platform. Build your audience before diversifying. Don't abandon ship because you're not an overnight success. When I first started helping people online, I built my TikTok following to over 30,000 followers before starting a YouTube channel. And I built that channel to over 30,000 subscribers before exploring the idea of a podcast. The same principles apply. There's nothing magical about 30,000 in those cases, but it got to a point where I felt like I understood what was happening and that I could explore other options and try new things without feeling like I was burning out. Consistency is the secret sauce to growth. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up, learning, and improving over time. It's about watering the seeds you've planted instead of abandoning them for the next shiny idea. Number three, let data lead the way. Follow the clues. One of the biggest mistakes I made in my first print-on-demand shop was ignoring the data. I was so busy creating more and more random products that I never paid attention to what was actually working, or in my case, realizing that it wasn't working. I was throwing spaghetti at the wall without ever checking to see what was sticking, if anything, because sometimes a lack of results is a result in and of itself. Once I finally focused on one product and one niche, I started paying attention to the numbers. I looked at my views, my favorites, my sales, and my conversion rates. I followed the clues. I learned which designs resonated with my customers, which keywords were driving traffic, and which listings were ultimately converting to sales. And then, and this is the important part, I doubled down on what was working. I stopped trying to reinvent the wheel every single week and started optimizing what was already showing promise. If a niche started to show signs of life, I used my one product to expand further into that niche and create more for those similar types of customers. If a design was selling, I took that design and tested it on one or two other complementary products, like a t-shirt or a mug or a tote, for that same ideal customer, because that design was now proven to convert. This applies, again, still to other types of entrepreneurship. Digital product sellers, look at your sales data. Which products are selling the most? Which traffic sources are driving conversions? Double down on what's working. If you're a service provider, pay attention to where your leads are coming from. Which marketing strategies are converting? Which clients are giving you the best testimonials? Optimize your process to attract more of the same. Once you see consistent sales from one product or niche, then expand strategically based on that data. And if you're not seeing results, remember, a lack of results can be a result in and of itself. Get curious and dig into the clues. This is how you grow sustainably instead of blindly chasing shiny objects. Data doesn't lie. It will show you where to focus, what to improve, and what to let go of. But you have to be willing to listen to it. You have to be patient enough to wait for the numbers to tell you a story instead of jumping to the next shiny object before the story even begins. And number four, limit the noise. Choose your sources wisely. This is a big one. As we talked about earlier, we live in a world where information is coming at us a mile a minute from every direction. YouTube tutorials, Instagram reels, TikTok hacks, blog posts, podcasts, Facebook groups. There are endless free resources and endless opinions about what you should be doing. And there are countless ways where we try to compare ourselves to other people's results. But here's the truth. While not all advice is good advice, there's even good advice that isn't always good for you. Every strategy can work, but not all at once. Trying to follow a dozen different strategies from a dozen different people will leave you overwhelmed and unfocused. You have to choose your sources wisely. Pick one mentor, one strategy, and commit to it. Unsubscribe from everything else, at least until you can find your focus. Stop consuming more information than you're actually implementing. And set boundaries around social media and educational content. For me, this has meant turning off notifications, limiting my online consumption, and sometimes unfollowing accounts that haven't been aligned with my strategy. Not because they're wrong or I don't like them, but because they're creating distractions. I also unsubscribed to accounts where I found myself comparing or that created doubt within myself. I had to shut out the noise so I could focus on my own growth instead of constantly comparing myself to others. And if you're sitting here thinking, but how do I know if I've gone astray or might be on the brink of jumping into a distraction or a shiny object? Here are some questions to really think about and reflect on. Ask yourself, does this new idea align with my current focus, or is it potentially another distraction? How does it fit into my long-term strategy? And if you don't have a good answer for that, that might be your answer. Am I letting fear or impatience drive my decisions? Am I afraid of missing out, or am I genuinely seeing a need to pivot? Like we said, sometimes data will tell you to do that too. Am I switching gears though because I'm bored or uncomfortable with consistency? Have I committed long enough to see results? This timeline can be different for everyone, but really think about, have I fully built out this product, niche, or platform and put in the research? Have I given it enough time to gain traction based on the amount of work that I've put in? And finally, what am I willing to ignore right now? What distractions am I giving myself permission to ignore? And what ideas, platforms, or products am I going to choose to set aside for now to stay focused on my priority? Here's the brutal truth and some tough love. Shiny objects will hold you back. It's not just a harmless distraction or a quirk of curiosity. It's the very thing that's keeping you stuck, spinning your wheels, and feeling overwhelmed. You're planting seeds everywhere, but you're not watering them. You're switching gears before you see results. You're pivoting every time things get tough or slow or uncomfortable. And that's why you feel like nothing is working. I'm not saying this to be harsh. I'm saying this because I've been there. I find myself there a lot. I felt that frustration. I've been that busy but unproductive entrepreneur who was convinced that the next idea, the next product, or the next strategy would finally be the one. And I know how exhausting it is to hustle without growing. But here's what I learned the hard way, and what I want you to know right now: you can't grow what you don't give time to take root. You can't build momentum if you're constantly starting over. And you can't thrive if you're too busy chasing shiny objects to actually let anything bloom. This isn't about Etsy's algorithm, market saturation, or competition. This isn't about needing a better strategy or finding the perfect niche. This is about getting out of your own way and committing to one direction long enough to see if it works. You have to get comfortable with the discomfort of consistency. You have to resist the temptation to jump ship every time a new idea comes along. And you have to be patient enough to let your ideas take root, even when the growth feels painfully slow. Because that's what separates the entrepreneurs who succeed from the ones who stay stuck or give up before it gets to the good part. It's not talent, luck, or timing. It's focus, patience, and consistency. It's the willingness to stay the course even when it feels like nothing is happening. You need to pick one thing, whether it's one product, one niche, one strategy, and commit to it, not just for a week or a month, but long enough to see it through. Give yourself the gift of focus and the permission to ignore everything else. I know it's scary. I know it feels risky, but you don't need to do all the things to succeed. Remember, you just need to do the right things consistently. And you're not going to find those right things by chasing every single shiny object that crosses your path. You're going to find them by committing, learning, and staying the course. You have the power to focus, to grow, and to thrive anyway, one intentional step at a time. All right, that's all for now, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Thrive Anyway podcast. If you found today's conversation helpful, I'd love for you to share it with your favorite business bestie or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform wherever you're tuning in. Your support helps me reach more entrepreneurs just like you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'll be back in the next one with more tips, stories, and encouragement. Until then, keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep choosing to thrive anyway.